Okay, in the scripture, John 14, 12, verse, Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he's telling them that truly I say to you that whosoever have faith and believe in me and will do the things that I do, and he will be doing greater things than I have done, because I have to go to the Father. And when I go to the Father, if you ask me in my name, I will do the things that you ask. I was going for the glory of the Father. Yeah. And there's where the Pentecost, and he said that he was going to leave. He went to the Father, and the Father said that he would leave him his spirit. Another counselor to replace Jesus while he's up there with the Father. And he said it would be the spirit of truth that he will send. And that spirit will help you and give you power to do the things that you want to be known. So, with that in mind, I brought little things here to kind of show a kind of power thing. You know, you got a light there? Yeah. Okay. And that flashlight can turn it off and turn it on, but it's got to have some power in there, batteries in there, to make it turn on and off. If you didn't have the batteries, it wouldn't turn on, would it? Okay. Also, we have a great cell phone that they have. That this one comes to me, and I turn it on. It makes little sounds, and you can make a call out there and call somebody. But it's got to have a battery too. Okay. So we got a source of battery to take care of things. Kind of like the source that Jesus said he's going to need for us to help us out when we need something. Even though he's gone to be with the Father. He said he would send another one. And here kind of comes to the real one here. That you have to hook it to some power to pump up a tire. So I wonder if I set this and could hook it to the power source, that it would flow and pump up. It's kind of like that spirit coming into that, blowing into that, where they were, all the disciples were at. It was kind of like the power hitting it and then blowing the power into that building. Same thing, just with a little different here. But that's the main thing, is the day of Pentecost is when he told that he would return in the spirit to help us all out. And all the disciples were gathered in the building and come down with that rush that you were reading in your call to worship today. Jesus lives in every one of us because we believe in him. And much by us believing in him, we can get things done even at a young age. We're all children in his eye. I thank y'all for being here. And I do have some little things that I really like. He'll give me one of these too, every time. I'm gonna have to get. I'm gonna have to ask him to send me some stuff where he gets some stuff. He's got. He's being a child. We all have a child. We all are a child. Okay, I think Miss Karen is going to bring the spirit down for us and for the kids, especially.